This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Sam Hyken and Giacomo Byros first got turned on to the music of Frank Zappa, not from the albums Weasels Ripped My Flesh or Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. They discovered his music for orchestra when they were students at Juilliard. They met later, playing trumpet and tuba in Singapore. Byros grew up in Homestead, Hyken came to Miami as a fellow with New World Symphony, and they decided to come back and start a chamber orchestra. They launched New Deco Ensemble almost 2 years ago with help from the Knight Foundation. On Sunday, New Deco is playing the orchestral music of Frank Zappa at New World Center on Miami Beach. I spoke with them about why.
We were really concerned about what the future of classical music is going to look like. There's these amazing institutions here in America and around the world, these big orchestras, the Philadelphias, the Clevelands, the, you know, the Bostons, and they're going to always have a place. But there's a lot of orchestras in America, and how are they going to survive? How are they going to be vital to their communities? And we felt like something smaller would be a little easier to maintain and also could help develop a new model, music of all kinds of different genres that appeal to people today and speak to society today. The reality was orchestras lost a little bit of that spark about what new music really is. And we believe in new music, we believe in supporting living composers, but at the same time, we understood there needed to be some sort of hook.
For the concert on Sunday, one of the centerpieces is actually not a living composer, but also not somebody who a lot of people think of as a classical composer, Frank Zappa.
Yeah, I mean, Frank Zappa wrote a lot of orchestral music, and we're so excited to present it because it's traditional concert hall music, but it's genre-bending in itself, and it's quirky, and it's funny, and it's brilliant, and both of us feel like orchestras around the country should be playing Zappa all the time. I mean, it was a dream of ours to present this music.
And also, Frank Zappa falls in line to our mission really well because he was a genre-bender himself.
Call any vegetable, call it by name.
He took music from the rock world and crazy different worlds and like Eastern worlds and brought it into a sort of quasi-classical setting. It feels like it's part of our DNA. And so we're always looking for composers to do that. Zappa's sort of the gold standard. This would be like an homage to the ultimate genre bender.
The majority of the music of Zappa that we're doing on this concert comes from The Yellow Shark, which is a landmark album that he made in conjunction with Ensemble Moderne, which is in one of Europe's just greatest contemporary orchestras. And
that was his last album, right?
I know he was very sick when yeah. In fact, he wasn't able to make most of the performances, but he did conduct a couple of the pieces on two of the performances in Frankfurt. We've created a suite from within The Yellow Shark, starting with Dog Breath Variations and Uncle Meat, Outrage at Valdez, which is incredibly beautiful and incredibly difficult. You know, when you open the score and you look at it, you know, it's almost like doing a math problem. It's really crazy music. And then we're finishing that suite with G-Spot Tornado, and then moving over to an arrangement of Peaches and Regalia.
And there are some like very, very specific requirements to performing Zappa music.
Yeah, first, it's very expensive just to even get the music over here. It's the most expensive music that we've come across in terms of music rental. It cost about between $2,000 and $3,000 just to get the sheet music here.
Yeah, it's a lot. But you know, when you get the score and you start looking at it, you start to understand, it's like having genius on paper.
Some of the actual requirements are hilarious. Next to every single piece of Zappa you play, they give you a logo of a mustache that has to be next to each piece.
And the mustache is because of his mustache. That
yes.
was the Zappa mustache.
Yes. For his program notes, you can only write Frank Zappa and his dates, and the biography is American Composer. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all we're allowed to put on there. And we have to put it on there.
Sam Hyken and Giacomo Byros, founders of New Deco Ensemble. The concert is this Sunday night. You can find out more at WLRN.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.